parents are racking up wins against those drag shows targeting kids. Find out how. It's Thursday, March 23rd, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Border security hawks are concerned about language in a Texas House proposal potentially undermining the legislation's stated goals. We'll get to that shortly. But first, it's been a bad few years for the Texas Association of School Boards. As a taxpayer-funded lobby group, their actions have been under a lot of scrutiny, and they haven't done themselves any favors by taking a hard left turn in public policy, doing things like promoting critical race theory and the radical LGBTQ agenda while opposing school accountability and other pro-parent reforms. But make no mistake, it's the new effort to ban taxpayer-funded lobbying that has TASB spooked and fearing for their cash flow. Leading the charge to ban taxpayer-funded lobbying is Republican State Senator Mays Middleton of Galveston. He's also been aggressive in calling out TASB's failings. To head off his criticism, the organization recently sent a very defensive letter to school board members trying to convince them that the organization is a champion of parents. Middleton said this week those claims are ridiculous, pointing to a series of aggressively anti-parent positions that TASB has taken in recent days. He also notes that school board members testified in support of his ban, even as the Austin-based association opposed it. According to Middleton, TASB doesn't represent school board members, but instead represents the government institution of school boards, and often against the interests of students and parents. The president of West Texas A&M University has sparked praise and outrage for banning a drag event that was scheduled to be held on university property later this month. West Texas A&M President Dr. Walter Windler said he was banning the program sponsored by an LGBT group because, quote, drag shows denigrate and demean women. He also compared drag shows to blackface performances. Predictably, left-wing groups are outraged that Windler would defend women from being caricatured as sex objects. Even though all-ages drag shows continue to run rampant through Texas, pro-family activists aren't waiting for lawmakers to pass a law. The activists are accumulating victories by raising community concerns about the sexually explicit programs. Earlier this month, Sarah Gonzalez of Defend Our Kids Texas alerted family activists to a Dallas drag event hosted by the bar On Rotation. The show was advertised as open to everyone, including children. Parents began calling and leaving Yelp reviews, requesting that the bar's owner change the event's age requirements to 18 and up. In the face of heavy community pressure, the bar canceled the event a day before it was supposed to happen. This is a good reminder that the most important part of winning a fight involves being engaged in the fight. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The media has an agenda, and having seen behind the curtain, I can tell you it's not what's in your best interests. That's why I started the Salcedo Storm podcast every weekday. Real talk for real Texans. The Salcedo Storm podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
While the Texas House has taken the lead on border security issues, one part of the chamber's marquee proposal is raising concerns from border security experts. First, a little background. The legislation in question is House Bill 20, authored by Republican State Representative Matt Schaefer of Tyler. His proposal sets a framework for Texas to take a stronger role in blocking illegal immigration. His legislation would establish the Border Protection Unit, a new state agency that would be responsible for building and maintaining barrier walls along the border. The new agency would also take the lead in deterring or repelling illegal aliens in the event of a state-declared invasion, and returning those illegal aliens to Mexico when they cross in illegally. Sounds like what conservatives have been asking for, right? Well, two organizations, and that's Texans for Strong Borders and the Federation for American Immigration Reform, well, they've raised concerns this week that a section of Schaefer's legislation undermines all that by deferring to federal immigration law. They say that means even in those periods of a state-declared invasion, the agency could only return illegal aliens across the border if the federal government allows it. And right now, of course, the federal government does not allow it. The two groups say the shortcomings that they've identified could be fixed by removing the language subjecting the state's invasion powers to federal immigration laws. Mr. Schaefer didn't respond to a request for comments about those concerns. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Sydney Henry, Emily Wilkerson, Aaron Anderson, and Soli Rice. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.